Chapter 10, Scarcity, Supremacy. You give the perception that your product is scarce and that only a selected few can get it, it will be perceived as more valuable. We call this the principle of scarcity. Incidentally, people want things they cannot have because we hate to lose our freedom of choice. The more restricted our freedom to choose is on a particular item, the more we want to possess it. So beware. Never tell anyone they cannot have something you really don't want them to have. It'll just fire up their desire. It's therefore no wonder why putting an age restriction on a movie, magazine, or website just fuels the hunger of those people under the age to access the material. You may also have seen stories of how couples have defended their love to the death when their parents actually forbid their relationship to continue. The degree to which something is banned or limited is directly related to its attractiveness and value. The more scarce or unavailable the item is to most people, the more valuable it becomes. Even if nothing changes but the knowledge of people that the quantity is limited, the more valuable something is perceived to be, the more desirable it becomes, and the more motivated we are to possess it, even if we cannot find the right reason why we want it. All we know is that we want it because we don't want others to surpass us. People naturally have a greedy side, admit it or not. Then, we justify our actions by coming up with all sorts of reasons why we want to possess it. Many marketers use this principle by telling people only X and X copies will be sold. People naturally want things that fewer or no other people possess, even if logic tells us that the thing is garbage. So that's why some people are making their best efforts to dig up famous celebrities' garbage and sell them on eBay. Scarcity creates urgency. Speaking of urgency, you should structure your offer in such a way that it creates a sense of pressure for getting your product now. Giving them some pressure compels them to eliminate distractions and focus on your message, or they'll lose out. Some marketers use a limited supplies technique where only a certain number of quantities will be sold. Once they're sold out, they're gone for good. There was a time when I was in a financial situation so tight that I would think three times before buying a $2 meal. However, I came to purchase an expensive $397 course. How come? It's not only because people claim it to be a must-have in any marketer's library, but also because the well-known owner said that once there are no more supplies in stock, there will never be another copy available anywhere. Some internet marketers put up JavaScript on their websites to let the reader know how much supply is left when the previous quantities are being crossed out. Another technique is a time-sensitive tactic where the offer is good only up to a certain date. Internet marketers use a script on their websites that counts down the remaining days, hours, minutes, and even seconds before the special promotion finally expires. Another method that invokes the principle of urgency more is the one-time offer, where you're only given one chance to grab the offer right now or lose out on the opportunity forever. Let them be aware that you have a strict deadline. Highlight the best thing that can happen if they do what you want and the worst thing that may occur if they don't. Prioritize what they will lose more than what they will gain, as people are more motivated by the thought of losing something more than getting something they previously don't have. For example, it would be harder to accept the fact that you'll lose money once you have it than to have no money in the first place. You can structure your sales message in a way that focuses on the loss. It's more effective to say you stand to lose a lot of your hard-earned profits if you don't buy the book How to Maximize Sales and Minimize Refunds than to say you will at least double your earnings if you get the book How to Maximize Sales and Minimize Refunds. Other examples. Your acne could be causing you to lose your self-esteem and shy away from people. If you don't take action now, your career and social life might turn for the worst. We'll never know when we'll die, so it's best to get a reliable insurance policy just in case. If you don't repair this machine now for a few bucks, you could waste hundreds of thousands of dollars when the products are damaged. Value, scarcity, connection. We all know that a scarce resource is valuable. But did you know that something which is available to everyone can become more precious? Here's the twist. If something that is previously unlimited in quantity suddenly becomes restricted or scarce, that resource becomes more valuable than if it was scarce all along. Think of it this way. You're not given permission by your parents to say your side of the story when they ground you. In this case, you may or may not find ways to resolve this dilemma. But what if you were previously allowed to defend yourself when you were being punished, then suddenly they just took that right away from you? Wouldn't you feel many more times fired up to regain your lost freedom? The same principle applies in scarcity. Once you've lost your freedom of choice, when you previously had it, on something, then it begins to become more desirable, attractive, and valuable than ever before. But there's another vital factor that intensifies its value even more. One word, rivalry. It's a competition to get a certain item that augments its value many times over. If supply is less than demand, you can be quite sure that resource is perceived to be of high value. Salespeople take advantage of this knowledge by scheduling a specific time when all interested prospects come at the same time to view a sales presentation for a scarce item, or by simply informing them that there are other people on the waiting list who are eager to buy it if the initial prospects do not get it. Killer scarcity combos. You might be surprised to know that some people act entirely on impulse when they see a limited quantities or good for today only slogan. They'll buy anything if they don't need it because they feel they will have lost out on something important if they don't act quickly. Some marketers employ the scarcity combo. They not only restrict the quantities of the item, but they also let people know that the information is limited to a selected few. Some would even use a triple scarcity combo. Aside from the quantity and information, they also limit the type of people who can get the product. Example, only members of Mike's EFG Association is entitled to buy the material. Some sly salespeople cleverly use the persuasion fatal four, combining the principles of herd mentality, reciprocity, and commitment with scarcity. When they see a prospect having even a bit of interest of the product, they would tell him that, well, unfortunately, it was sold out because people were raving about it, the herd mentality, and that the limited supply was not enough to keep up with the demand. The prospect would now feel more desire to possess it. He would ask, well, is there any way you can get me a copy? The seller would reply, well, I'll check at our factory and do everything I can to give you a copy since I like you. Reciprocity. The potential buyer might like him back because the salesperson made it seem like he's doing the prospect a favor and he told the prospect he likes him. After some time, the seller comes back with the great news that there's only one copy left. He has a sales contract in hand, ready for the prospect to sign the commitment to ensure that the product is only reserved for that particular buyer. Precaution. When striving to obtain something scarce, you should always evaluate whether it is for the purpose of gaining possession of it or for the purpose of using it. By doing this, you'll be able to estimate if the price you're paying is too much. If it's for the purpose of possessing it, then the scarcity factor takes place, and paying a large amount for it wouldn't be a major issue. But if your main purpose is to use it, you should remember that its benefits would remain the same regardless of its availability or demand. This way, you will be able to make a better decision based on your true intentions for that resource. Connected with the scarcity principle is the time principle. Use time to your advantage when persuading someone. The more time a salesperson spends with you, the more he will be inclined to give you the lowest price because he doesn't want his effort to go to waste. This is the end of chapter 10.